This past summer, when I was on my way home from work one day, I got in a car accident. I was sitting at an intersection waiting to make a left turn when suddenly, at a high speed, a car hit me from behind, pushing me across the intersection and destroying my car. Now, fortunately, I was physically unharmed. I was able to walk away from the accident without a scratch, but my car was destroyed and totaled. I got out of the car and I was stunned, and I exchanged information with the driver. We called the police. He was very apologetic. A tow truck came and got my car, and my wife picked me up, and I went home. And after the accident, I began to think that how was such a thing possible? I mean, I didn't make a stop suddenly. I was literally sitting at that intersection for 30 seconds or more. And the car had plenty of time to see me stop there. The car didn't have to go around a bend, but it was a long stretch of road with more than enough time to see that I was stopped and then for that car to stop as well. And I came to one conclusion about why that driver struck me from behind. And it was this. That driver must have been distracted. There was no other explanation for it, no other possibility for it. Perhaps they were looking at their cell phone, perhaps they had dropped something on the ground and were trying to pick it up, or maybe they were changing something on the radio. But suffice it to say, their eyes were not on the road. They were distracted from doing what they were supposed to do. I bring that up because distraction is a major, major problem in our lives and in our world today. And not just when it comes to driving. All of us, perhaps more than any point in human history, have to battle distractions every single day of our lives. You see, we have the blessing of technology. We have the blessing of Netflix and Hulu and social media. We have all sorts of ways that we can entertain ourselves and stay connected to people all around the world. And in many ways, that's an incredibly good thing, especially during this time of social distancing. We are able to not be isolated from one another because it's so easy to reach out to one another. If we have a question or we need help solving a problem, we can Google it and come up with literally thousands of answers to whatever question we might have. But because we have so much technology, because we have so many different ways of entertaining ourselves, it's easy to be distracted. It's easy for our days to be filled with activity and yet feel like we haven't accomplished anything. Have you ever had one of those days? One of those days where maybe you felt like you were going from morning to night without stopping, and yet you feel like you haven't accomplished anything at all? Or maybe you feel like you're working incredibly hard, you're working so much to try to accomplish everything on your to-do list, and yet no matter how hard you work, no matter how busy you are, you still feel overwhelmed. We're entering a season of the year where people often feel very overwhelmed. People feel like there are so many Christmas gifts to buy, so many parties to attend, so many people to reach out with and connect with. We almost wish that Christmas was another month longer. So what's the solution to this distraction that we all struggle with? What's the solution to this unnecessary business? How do we lead our lives in such a time where there's so many things demanding for our attention? Well, fortunately, our scripture reading has a great answer to that today. In our scripture reading, we are told that we are called to keep alert, to be awake, to be ready. You see, it's almost like in our scripture reading today that Jesus knew that we were going to be living in these times. That Jesus knew that we were going to be living in a time of busyness and distraction. There's so many messages and ideas about how we are supposed to live our life, about what a meaningful life is supposed to look like. But as Christians, we remember that a meaningful life is simply about being a disciple of Jesus Christ. That there are many people who will demand certain things of you, that there are many pressures put upon you, but above all, we are called to simply be disciples of Jesus Christ. And keeping alert, being awake is an important part of that. It's an important part of being a faithful person because we have to stay alert to what ways we're being tempted to not live as a disciple of Jesus Christ, but we also have to be alert to how God is calling us to live our lives. And so you might be asking yourself the question in this moment, what does it mean to be an alert, an awake, faithful Christian? Well, as I pondered this concept, I realized that it has a lot to do with driving, that there are some helpful metaphors to being an alert Christian and to being a safe driver. See, in my time as a driver, which is about 20 years at this point in my life, I've come up with a few things that I think are important keys to being a safe driver. And I think they have some great metaphors or great parallels into being a faithful Christian. And so I'd like to share with that with you right now. The first thing that I believe is an important part of being a safe driver is to wear your seatbelt. That if you want to be safe in the car, there's perhaps no better thing that you can do to wear your seatbelt. Because your seatbelt guards your body and protects you in the event of an accident. And much in the same way, we're called to guard our hearts in the scriptures. Proverbs 4:23 says this, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." You see, this is such great wisdom here because there are so many ways that we can think and feel and act in our world today. Ways that are good and ways that are bad. The book of Proverbs makes it clear that we are called to guard our hearts. Like we put our seatbelts on when we get in the car, we are called to sort of put a seatbelt around our hearts, to recognize that there might be ways that the world is calling us to think and act and feel that are not biblical, that are not godly. And so we should spend some time in prayer regularly asking God to guard our hearts. Saying, God, that our hearts belong to you. It does not belong to another person or to another way of thinking, but it belongs to you. So God, help our hearts be in alignment with your heart. And help our will be the same as your will. The next thing that I think is an important part of being a safe driver is following the rules of the road, if you will. I remember when I was in driver's ed in high school, they gave us this little book called The Rules of the Road. And these were the important things to know about what the rules of driving actually were. And all of us know the importance of following the rules of the road, if you will, maybe just because you don't want to get a ticket, but there are other reasons for following the rules of the road as well. That they are designed to keep us and other drivers safe. That they are there to protect us and other people. That certain speed limits are put in place because maybe there are children that are playing in that area. That if we want to cross through an intersection safely, we need to not try to run a red light. All of these things are important aspects of being a safe driver. And much in the same way, there's a similar sentiment in being an alert and faithful Christian. The Gospel of John, Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, then you truly are my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." See, much like the rules of the road, we are called as Christians not to make up our own rules, not to just do the things that we think are important or that other people think are important for us, but God has given us his own rules of the road book, specifically the Bible, to guide us and teach us about what it means to be a faithful person, about what it means to live a meaningful life. And so we need to spend some time in God's rules of the road, the Bible, considering how we are called to live and act in this world. That yes, others might want us to live and act in a different way, but we belong to God. We belong to His rules first and foremost. And the final part to being a safe driver is to keep our eyes on the road. I think that's one of the most important parts of being a driver. And as I mentioned before, the reason that I got in an accident this summer is simply because this person's eyes were not on the road. That perhaps in that moment, they thought there was something more important that they should be doing than keeping their eyes on the road. That maybe they were texting somebody, or maybe they had dropped something, but for whatever reason, they took their eyes off where they were supposed to be and put them on something else. As Christians, we can take our eyes off of what's important to God. As Christians, we can live in such a way where our eyes are not on God or where God wants us to be or what God wants us to do, but on what other people want us to do. But if we are to live the life that God intends for us, we must keep our eyes on the road. A number of years ago, I ran a marathon. And the marathon, if you don't know, is 26.2 miles. And I spent the better part of a year training for it. And one of the most fun parts of training for a marathon, almost as fun as doing the marathon itself, was doing something called the long run. You see, once a week I would run a little bit further than the week before. And it was really cool because I never ran more than a few miles in my life, and so it was really neat to be able to run 5 miles, and then 6 miles, and then 10 miles, and 15 miles, and so on. Every week to run a little bit further. It was a very rewarding experience. And every single day I trained, every single day I did one of these long runs, I ran down this trail starts here in Richmond, and I at one point made it all the way down to McHenry. And it was really cool because every time I would go a little bit further, I would see a little bit more of the trail. And sometimes I was running this trail through an open field, other times I was running over a bridge, or other times I was running through the forest. And every time I would get a little further down the road, I would discover something new, or I would see something different. But I never got overwhelmed that I was going to get lost. I never felt afraid that I was going to wind up somewhere where I didn't know how to get home, because I had the trail. And as long as I stayed on this trail, went the same way out and the same way back, I would always wind up back by my car. I share that story with you because life is sort of similar. Sometimes it feels like we're living in a bit of a wilderness, especially during these times with COVID, where the situations and circumstances that we find ourselves in life are uncertain, unclear, and new and different. And these situations can be scary because anything new and uncertain is often scary. But the important point to remember is that for each and every one of us, God has created a road. That God has created us for a special purpose. There is a path that God wants all of us to walk and live. And if we stay on that path, we don't need to be scared. We don't need to be overwhelmed by what's around us, because God will always lead us where He wants us to be. God will always lead us back to Him. So the question I have for you today is, what is your road? How is God calling you to live? And are you keeping your eye on that road? Or maybe right now, are you distracted by something else? If you're uncertain what your road is, spend some time in prayer. Ask God on a regular basis to put you on the right path, to put you on His path, and help you stay alert and not be distracted by the many, many distractions that we all deal with and face every day. And know, as Jesus said, if you continue in His word, if you continue on His road, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this scripture today that we are reminded of the importance of staying alert and staying awake. And we ask, Lord, that you help us live as faithful people, not distracted by the things of this world, but by keeping our eyes on the road that your Son Jesus walks with us. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.